You're listening to an African Elements top news story for March 6, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why Cardiology Desert Solutions for Black Patients Matter Now. The conclusion of Heart Awareness Month in early 2026 brought a major announcement. The Association of Black Cardiologists, also known as the ABC, shared plans to grow its Cardiovascular Desert Initiative. This pilot program focuses on helping Black residents in Georgia, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Arkansas. These areas often lack the medical experts needed to treat heart disease. Consequently, the program provides screenings and access to specialists in places that have been ignored for a long time. While the news sounds modern, this struggle is quite old. The problem of cardiology deserts is deeply connected to the survival as invention that defines the Black experience in America. For over 50 years, doctors and activists have fought to bridge these gaps. Geography should not determine whether a person lives or dies. However, in the rural South, a person's home address often predicts their heart health outcomes. The story of this initiative began on November 18, 1974. Dr. Richard Allen Williams and 17 other Black doctors met at a dinner in Dallas, Texas. They were attending a large conference for the American Heart Association. These physicians saw a painful reality that others ignored. Black Americans were dying from heart disease at much higher rates than other groups. The medical establishment at the time did not prioritize the specific needs of minority communities. This group formed the ABC to bring attention to how heart disease affects African Americans. They did not wait for others to fix the problem. By 1978, the organization started working with local churches. They turned these houses of worship into centers for controlling high blood pressure. In 1994, the ABC moved its main office to Atlanta, Georgia. This move placed the organization in the heart of the region where it now runs its 2026 pilot. This history shows that community-based care is a long-standing tradition. For decades, the ABC has also fought the representation gap. Research from 2015 showed that fewer than 3% of heart doctors in the United States were Black. This lack of representation makes it harder for patients to find doctors they can trust. Many patients feel more comfortable when their doctor understands their cultural background. When patients and doctors share a common heritage, communication often improves. This connection is a vital part of the history of the Black family and its resilience in the face of medical neglect. The shortage of Black heart specialists is not an accident of history. It is the result of a report from 1910 called the Flexner Report. This report was supposed to make medical schools better. However, it recommended closing 5 of the 7 existing Black medical schools. Only Howard University and Meharry Medical College remained open. This decision destroyed the path for Black students to become doctors for over a century. Experts estimate that this report caused the loss of up to 35,000 Black physicians by the year 2019. The report even suggested that Black doctors should only focus on basic hygiene. It discouraged them from becoming surgeons or specialists. Because of this managed reduction, most Black doctors today still graduate from just a few schools. This systemic exclusion created the modern representation gap that the ABC is trying to close today. This history of exclusion is a major reason why cardiology deserts exist. Without a steady stream of minority physicians, rural and poor areas lose out. Most medical training happens in wealthy urban centers. Consequently, specialists rarely move to the places that need them most. The ABC initiative is trying to undo over 100 years of damage caused by these old policies. In 2024, a study in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology defined what a cardiology desert is. It is a county that has zero practicing heart doctors. Currently, about 46% of all counties in the United States fit this description. This means about 22 million people live in areas without specialist care. For Black Americans, the situation is even more dire. About 16.8 million Black people have limited or no access to heart specialists. The state of Mississippi provides a chilling example of this crisis. 67% of counties in Mississippi do not have a single cardiology practice. This is 51 out of 76 counties. Patients in these areas must often drive very long distances for a simple checkup. The average round-trip travel distance is 87 miles. In contrast, people in big cities usually only travel 16 miles. This geographic barrier is a massive hurdle for elderly patients or those without reliable cars. Dr. Anthony Fletcher, the president of the ABC, recently spoke about this. He noted that survival is now a matter of geography. While heart disease deaths are going down across the nation, they are not dropping as fast for Black residents in the South. The gap is staying the same or even getting wider. These voids in care mean that life expectancy is 1 year shorter in counties without a heart doctor. Living in an under-resourced area does more than limit doctor visits. It also causes physical stress. Scientists call this the withering hypothesis. Dr. Arlene Geronimus developed this idea. It suggests that the chronic stress of racism and poverty makes the body age faster. This stress happens at a cellular level. As a result, Black Americans often develop chronic diseases 5 to 10 years earlier than white Americans. The body releases hormones like cortisol and adrenaline during stress. If the stress never goes away, these hormones damage the heart and arteries. This wear and tear is very common in regions like the Black Belt. In these areas, residents face high rates of unemployment and a lack of fresh food. These factors are known as social determinants of health. They account for up to 80% of a person's health outcomes. Medicine alone cannot fix these issues. The struggle for health is part of the larger struggle for Black liberation. It involves fighting for better housing, clean water, and fair wages. When people are constantly worried about survival, their hearts suffer. The ABC initiative recognizes this biological reality. They aim to provide care that is culturally competent and aware of these stressors. Politics also plays a major role in heart health. In the United States, Medicaid expansion helps poor families get health insurance. However, the states in the Mid-South have different rules. Louisiana and Arkansas have expanded Medicaid. This has helped many people afford life-saving medications. In contrast, Mississippi and Georgia have not expanded Medicaid as of early 2024. This creates a coverage gap for the working poor. Under the current administration of President Donald Trump, health policy remains a central debate. In states that did not expand Medicaid, many residents in cardiology deserts cannot afford to see a doctor even if one is available. They often delay care until they have a heart attack or a stroke. This delay makes the medical outcomes much worse. Expansion is linked to a 43% increase in patients getting the medicine they need. The ABC initiative must work within this complex political landscape. The organization provides resources to help patients access medications. They also work with sponsors like Amgen to lower the cost of care. Addressing the Black politics of healthcare is essential for any program in the South. Access to insurance is just as important as having a doctor nearby. The ABC uses a spirit of the heart model for its work. This model focuses on meeting people where they are. Instead of waiting for patients to come to a big hospital, the program goes to churches and barbershops. This strategy was pioneered in 1978 by Dr. Elijah Saunders. It is considered the gold standard for reaching the Black community. These locations are trusted spaces where people feel safe. The program uses mobile units to offer free screenings. They check for high blood pressure, sugar levels, and cholesterol. These community health fairs also teach people how to cook heart-healthy meals. They even distribute specialized cookbooks. By using trusted voices like local pastors and barbers, the ABC overcomes historical mistrust of the medical system. This mistrust is rooted in past abuses, so building new relationships is vital. Furthermore, the initiative trains local primary care providers. Many small towns have a family doctor but no heart specialist. The ABC gives these local doctors direct consultation access to cardiologists. This means a family doctor can get advice from an expert via phone or computer. Consequently, patients receive high-level care without having to drive 87 miles. This two-pronged strategy changes how care is delivered in the desert. Another major goal of the initiative is medical literacy. A survey from 2025 found that 54% of Black respondents did not know the difference between good and bad cholesterol. Cholesterol is carried through the body in lipoproteins. LDL is the bad kind. It builds up in the arteries and causes blockages. HDL is the good kind. It helps clear the bad cholesterol out of the body. The ABC uses simple tricks to help people remember this. They teach that L stands for lethal or lower, while H stands for healthy or higher. Understanding these numbers is critical for preventing heart attacks. When people know their numbers, they are more likely to take their medicine. High LDL levels lead to a condition called atherosclerosis, which narrows the arteries. This is a leading cause of death in the Black community. Education is a powerful tool for health equity. The pilot program provides culturally tailored information that explains these medical terms in plain language. By increasing literacy, the ABC empowers residents to take control of their health. When a person understands why they need a certain pill, they are more likely to stay on their treatment plan. This knowledge is a shield against the dangers of the cardiology desert. The Cardiovascular Desert Initiative is a bold step forward. It combines 5 decades of community trust with modern data. By targeting Atlanta, Jackson, New Orleans, and Little Rock, the ABC is hitting the spots with the greatest need. The expansion into surrounding rural areas ensures that no one is left behind. This pilot program serves as a model for the rest of the country. It proves that specialized care can reach even the most isolated places. As the program grows, it will likely influence how other medical groups handle health deserts. The combination of mobile units, doctor training, and medical literacy is a winning formula. The ABC is showing that a zip code should not be a death sentence. By addressing the social and political factors that drive heart disease, they are creating a more just healthcare system. The success of this initiative depends on continued support and funding. With the backing of organizations like Amgen and the hard work of Black physicians, the future looks brighter. The ABC is honoring the legacy of the 18 doctors who met in 1974. They are continuing the fight to ensure that every heart has a chance to beat strong. This initiative is not just about medicine, it is about dignity and the right to a long life. Copyright, African Elements.